Welcome back to Nachyumi. We are up to Perek Yud Tesh, chapter 19 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So we meet David mourning for his son Avshalom, since he just died. Yoav hears that David was mourning, so all of the soldiers mourned as well. And then Yoav comes to David and he decides to give him mussar. He says, David, you're humiliating all of those of us who follow you, who saved your life, and you're basically showing love for those who hate you, and you're showing hate for those who love you. And he, you know, says sarcastically or passive aggressively, you would have preferred that we were all dead and Avshalom be alive. And he says, therefore, that if you don't come out to greet and thank all of the soldiers, then he essentially says that you'll end up losing the respect of all of the troops. So he comes out, David, to greet everyone, and they said among the Shiftei Yisrael that the king saved us from our enemies, and he just had to flee because of Avshalom, who is now dead, but now we have to welcome him back. And we meet a few people who sort of come to atone, some major figures. One of them is Shimi ben Gera, who tries to ask David for forgiveness. Avishai ben Tsruya argues that he should be put to death, but David says no, he's not going to be killed. Mephibosheth also comes as well and claims that his servant Siva lied to David, that the truth is that he was loyal to him the whole time. David says that since that's the case, I trust you, Mephibosheth, and you can split everything among you and Siva. Siva will get 50% of everything that I gave him, and you will get 50%, Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth shockingly says, almost seemingly alluding to how he's probably telling the truth, is that he says knowing the king is safe is all that he needs, and Siva could take it all. Which is quite shocking. Barzillai, who supports David while he is in exile, he was the main wealthy person who basically fed David, kept him safe, is invited by David to come back to the palace. But he's an elderly man, so he refuses. He says, I'm too old, I'm 80 years old. So he sends someone by the name of Kimham to go with him. The men of Israel actually end up confronting the men of Judah and say that they're the ones who really deserve to escort the king back to the palace. But the people of Judah say, what do you mean? We're related to the king. And the people of Israel say, well, we have 10 tribes, so we should be the ones to do it. And the parak concludes with almost a cliffhanger of tension that really lays out the scene for the future divisiveness that we'll end up witnessing between the 10 tribes of Israel and the 2 tribes of Judah. But that brings us to the end of Perek Yud Tes, and we wish everyone a beautiful day.